Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Monday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's other side of the glass. Talk Orioles, Steve Molesky, bottom of the hour. Got NFL lunch coming your way, 1 o'clock. Talk more about the Ravens' defensive backfield. Maybe the best in the NFL on paper, but boy, we've danced that dance before. American League East report at 1:15, and NBA talk with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com. Season's over, draft is 2 days, blockbuster trade. No shortage of news there. But let's count some money first, shall we? By ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, the market's pretty flat. The Dow's up 16, the S&P's up 12, the NASDAQ is up 48, DraftKings is up 49 cents. Under Armour's down 11 cents to 6.48.
We'll start here today, actually, in the NHL. Some news coming out of the league after last week the Stanley Cup Final came to an end. Connor McDavid and the Oilers, well, they came up short yet again this year. So what's next for the league's best player? Well, he has 1 year remaining on his contract. He's eligible to sign another one here soon. But according to him, he's in no rush to make a decision on how he wants to approach his future. The Stanley Cup loss still fresh when he was asked about this, but the speculation now begins as he's failed to get over the hump as the unquestioned best player in the sport multiple years running at this point. Buy or sell, Vinny, McDavid will play next season on an expiring deal to keep his options open for free agency.
I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell that. You know, I heard his interview, you know, and he said that he was going to take his time. And then I heard Bowman, who's the GM, he talked Saturday, and he says that we're ready to meet whenever he wants, wherever he wants to meet, we'll meet him. You know, so, I mean, they would like to get something done, probably be like a, you know, he may want a shorter deal. They may want 8 years or something to lock him up till the end. But, you know, the cap's going up there. He's probably going to make 16, 17, 18 million a year. He's going to be the highest paid guy, but I think they want to get something done. You know, I think that he'll end up doing a deal there.
Over to baseball, Cal Raleigh in Seattle. Boy, he just won't quit. Already racked up 30 homers on the season. That's impressive for any player, but especially for a catcher. Already setting the record at his position for most homers pre-All-Star break. So looking forward, he's got his sights set on Salvador Perez's all-time catcher record from a few years ago, 48 homers in a year. How about farther than that? His current pace would get him past that, but buy or sell, Bob, Raleigh will not only break Perez's market catcher, but the Mariners franchise record of 56 homers set by Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, man, he is cooking. What's he, at 30 right now?
Already at 30.
Yeah, homered a couple of times in one game, a couple of nights ago. Passed Johnny Bench's record, by the way, set back in 1970 for a pre-All-Star game. Home runs, 56. That would mean he needs 26, 27 to pass. I'll buy it. It's on a heater. Everybody goes through the peaks and valleys. He hadn't hit his valley yet. He's been in a season-long peak. He's going to run away. He's 31 homers now. He's good to be the starting catcher in the All-Star game, and rightfully so. Seattle's still clanking around, a little wild card fun. Yes, I'm buying it, Nolan. I'm feeling it with his trident and everything.
Don't do the home run derby, Nolan.
No. Well, none of the stars want to do it. Judge already backed out again this year. I heard it's tough sledding trying to get guys to participate.
Remember last year, Gunner was like, yikes.
Yeah.
He was like, dude. Because Adley actually did well a couple years ago. Lost to Luis Robert.
Switch hitting at that.
Yep.
Let's see. Over to the NFL here. The Cowboys, well, they'll need a lot out of Dak Prescott in 2025. But his supporting cast, also a lot of pressure on them as well. Maybe especially at tight end where things were a little underwhelming last year. Looking at Jake Ferguson. Just 3 years into his career, very up and down. He was a Pro Bowler in 2023, seemed to have a ton of upside at the time, but followed it up last year with under 500 yards and no touchdowns in 14 games. So as he prepares for a contract year, the team and everyone else is left asking which version of Ferguson is the real one. Are you buying or selling, Vinny, that Ferguson is closer to the average tight end we saw last year rather than the Pro Bowler in 23?
Well, I think he'll be the Pro Bowler. Dak being out hurts him a lot. Having better receivers around, you know, that helps him. Having a run game and having an offensive line that's worth crap probably helps him a lot, too. So, you know, and his health. I like Jake Ferguson. Good kid. Wisconsin kid. Barry Alvarez's grandson. I think he'll be back to his normal self.
Last topic today deals with the Orioles. They decided to send Yennier Cano down to AAA over the weekend. Comes after his recent struggles were a major factor in that crushing loss to Tampa last week where they blew the big lead. But overall, his numbers really not what they were last year or in 2023. When asked about it, Tony Mancelino tried to paint it as a move to just add a fresh arm as the team finds themselves in an extended stretch without an off day. And since he is one of, I believe, just three guys in the pen with options, the only one in that group that you would even consider sending down, that's how they landed on that decision. But are you buying or selling, Bob, that Cano is back in the majors as soon as he's eligible in 15 days?
I don't know about that. I'll sell that, but he'll be back. And the irony is he struck out the side in his last appearance on Saturday. But, yeah, he was bad in May. Up until the debacle last week against Tampa, was pitching well in June, but just kind of bottomed out. Maybe he's gassed. Mancelino also said maybe tweak something in his delivery mechanically to get him back to where he was. 2 years ago, he was an all-star for the Orioles and was part of that trade where the Birds were fleecing people at the trade deadline in 2022. But if they want to accomplish whatever it is they're trying to accomplish right now, Yennier Cano is going to be a big part of it. Hopefully in the second half of the season. So there you go. Because when he's dealing, wiffle balls. He's throwing wiffle balls up there. And the ground balls galore. He's getting things up in his zone. He's getting pounded. And, you know, now he's got to regroup, get it together a little bit. We'll talk about that subject and more with Steve Molesky. Coming up in a matter of minutes, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. Out of Fall Lunch coming up at 1. American League East report at 1:15. Orioles go to New York, and it did not go well. Well, it did on Friday, but after that, not so much. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, talking about the NBA regular season, done. Playoff, done. Champions crowned. Trades happening. Draft is in 2 days. So Sean's got plenty on his plate, and we're going to talk about what it is coming up later in the show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.